Once by Hoshana Rabbah. So the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim is Chus Yogin Aleinu. So let's just say a little bit about the Divrei Chaim. His Avoida. His Avoida on Hoshana Rabbah. It's brought down here in the Sefer Torah Moshe Nosan. Apparently it's about the Chingarov. So he writes, he was a big chassid of the Tzanzer Rav. He says, "Achisi lekabel pnei kachol shel Rav Hakadosh mitzanz biyamim achrin shachagas tukas v'shana Rabbi b'seicha." As makabel pnei Rabbi, the Tzanzer Rav, the last days of Sukkot and Hashanah Rabbah, v'hayim mispalel b'Hashanah Rabbah tefilas chol. And when he was davening the chol shmona esrei, the shachris shmona esrei, v'chol bracha mechay brachas, each one of the brachas of shachris, which is the regular, not nothing is regular in Avodas Hashem, but you know. Each one of those brachos, you can't even imagine the koyches that were in each one of those brachos, and the cries. There wasn't a person around who wasn't crying. You know, by the Satmar of by Rabbi Yoyos. Shana Rabbah was a very big in the Nirvana. Rabbi likes to talk about it. You can see the real, the avodah of the tzaddikim by the Divrei Yoel, by Rabbi Yoel Samer. Of course, I never was zeichet to see it. Although I've seen my Rebbe Baruch Hashem, so I know a little bit of what it is. But the Tzanzer Rav very much was Mayrich, the Divrei Chaim. And it appears that he held him to be, I don't know exactly, like a Rebbe figure. He was Nimshach Bedarka Bakardish, I believe, in many things. By him, there was tremendous Bechias and Vratlach and how they rushed to get ready for Yontif. The Shana Rabbah was a very big day. Big day by the Samarav. So once on Hashana Rabbah, the Divrei Chaim was in a very big Dveikus. And he said the following thing. Amar Rab Shimon ben Yochai. It's well known, and it's a halacha, that Esav hates Yaakov. At that moment, the rachamim of Esav for Yaakov came gushing forth, and when he says the Torah that he kissed him, so Shimon Bar Yochai learns that he kissed him with all of his heart. It was a genuine kiss. Nobody knew what the Tzanzer Rav was alluding to here. It says, days later, it became known to them that one of his chashev chassidim was caught in a very difficult matzav from a rasha, and he needed a lot of rach mishamayim. So at that moment that he said that nemra, so this chassid of his was about to be racked. So he got saved because the Tzanzer Rav was able to see across the world. By saying this, so it caused that guy, that Rasha, to have a Rachmanis on that Yid, and Mamela he was saved. So I think that, like everything when it comes to Tzaddikim, Chaim Vital writes that the Maisa Tzaddikim is a Bechina of Maisa Merkava. In certain ways, speaking about Sipur Tzaddikim is considered to be higher than the Minat Torah. In fact, much of the Torah is Sipur Tzaddikim. That's Bechina of Torah. So if this story made it through the ages, because the Rubid Rub of the story is the Divrei Chaim, whatever we know about him, which is a lot compared to most Rebbes, it's only a Kamashahu of the life of the Tzaddikim, especially about Hoshana Rabbah. We don't have too many Hoshana Rabbah stories. I think that this dibur, this dar, taira of the Tzanzer Rav, I think it pertains perhaps to Hoshana Rabbah b'chla. The reason is because, as we know, that the Yontav of Sukkot corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov nasa sukosa, and then Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkot. And the inyan of Yaakov Avinu the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu is that really only Sukkos belongs to Yaakov. But we have a problem here because there's two yontivs when it comes to Sukkos. So Avram has Pesach, and Shvi Shal Pesach is part of Pesach. Yitzchak has Shavuos, there's only Shavuos, but here Sukkos has a Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a regal bifnei atzmo. So what's the pshat that it's Yaakov? How come Yaakov doubles up? So perhaps the first pshat is, I think we mentioned this one year, that the days of Sukkos are connected to Yaakov, but Shmini Atzeres is a higher madriga than Yaakov, and that's called Yisrael. Yisrael is the bechin of Shmini Atzeres. What that means for us, and that's why the pasuk says that we're going to read on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Ashrecha Yisrael Michamarecha. Am Noisha Bashem. Yaakov, throughout the Torah, is mostly called Yaakov, but here, the last reference to Yaakov Avinu in the Torah, which we have on Simchas Torah, is Ashrecha Yisrael. As if to say you made it. And on this day, you graduate, you elevate yourself from the Bechina of Ekev to the Darga of Yisrael. This transformation between Yaakov to Yisrael means that as long as Yaakov is in a sichsach and he's in a fight with Esav, so he's called it Yaakov. As the pasuk says, V'yado ochez ba'akev Esav, that he's called Yaakov because he has his hands to take away from Esav, because Esav has Hilig and Neshamas, he has Kedusha which he needs to take from him. So as long as this machlekes, this machamah is taking place between Yaakov and Esav, so Yaakov is called Yaakov. And this entire period of these days of Sukkos are days of Melchama which we wage with Esav. That's why we take the Dulav and Esrog in our hands. As the Zohar says, they're called Mane Krava, they're called weapons. We're making Melchama with Esav. And the reason why we make Melchama with Esav with these weapons in our hands is because it's the Kol Yaakov HaYadayim de Esav. So the Avoda of the Nanum and the Hashanas is an Avoda B'Kol, that we're saying Hallel, we're reciting Hoshanas, but at the same time we have in our hands, and these hands of Yadayim de Esav, because the idea is that by holding these Mane Krava, these weapons in these hands, it'll be Machnia, the Yadayim de Esav which we have. And we are victorious on Hoshana Rabbah. And it's for that reason that Hoshana Rabbah corresponds to the Yishpiza of David HaMelech. Because as is mentioned in the Medrash Talpios, we spoke about this a couple occasions at length. The Chazal tell us that when Rivka was pregnant, she was pregnant with Yaakov and David. But something happened, Ayin Sham in that chair. And there was a kilkul and the pagam in the womb. And instead of giving birth to David and Yaakov, she gave birth to Esav and Yaakov. But really, as is known, is that David is considered to be the tikkun of Esav. David is the tikkun of the neshama of Esav, which is why he was admoini, he was red like Esav. And as Shmuel, when he came to anoint one of the sons of Yishai, and he saw David, his initial reaction was, this is Esav. Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see into the heart of David HaMelech. That he can see deep into the heart, as the pasuk says, that an Adam is Yireh Le'inayim, and Hashem is Yireh Le'levav, that Hashem isn't, he doesn't see the chitzonius. L'ra'a amal b'Yaakov. He sees into the pnimius, that he sees into the lev. So that's why David HaMelech is Hashana Rabbah. That in this final stretch of the Melchama against Esav, the very last bout that we take in our Yadayim, the Lulav, the Es, the Hadas, and the Arava, and Befrat, the Esrog in the left hand, because the left corresponds to Esav, it's Bedavka, the Esrog, which is Machnia, the Inyan of Esav. And we know that these Minim, these Arva Minim, correspond to the Yishpizin, as the Arizal explains. The three Hadassim correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Aravos are Moshe, Rabbi Aaron. The Lulav is Yosef. And the Esrog is David HaMelech. And the Esrog is taken in the left hand. And when the Esrog is Machniya, the left hand, that Yad Samol, which is of course the shame of the Malach Ra, Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, like the sin is Nischalif Samech. So Mamigla David with the Esrog is Machnia the Ad Smol, to be Masakin that the Adayim Yidei Esav should be Yidei Yaakov. But the Kol Yaakov should also be the Adayim Yidei Esav, as the Medrash says. That when there's a Kol Yaakov, when there's a voice of Torah and Tefillah, then the Adayim Yidei Esav belong to Yaakov. And that occurs on Hoshana Rabbah. It's the great victory, it's the great Yeshua against Esav, who said Yesh Li Rav. That's why it's called Hoshana Rabbah. That we take back the sinyan of what Esav says, Yesh Li Rav, and it becomes, it belongs to Yaakov. With this we can understand why it is that the Esra corresponds to the Lev. Because the other Eivarim, which is the spine, the eyes, the lips, they're all Eivarim Chitzoniyim. They all could be seen from the outside. The only Eivar which can't be seen at all, because it's so pnimi, is the Lev. And that's why when Shmuel came to find Mashiach Shal Yisrael amongst the children of Yishai, and he looked at David and he said, Pasnisht, this is an Esav. That Hashem gave him Teichacha, and he said, no, that you see Le'inayim. You only see Le'inayim. Le'inayim is the Hadassim. They're able only to see, like the Avos, Yitzchak and Yaakov, who were Tzaddikim b'Hizgalus. But the Lev, Hashem Yireh L'Levav, David is the Esrog. And the sinyan of the Esrog is that it's a very pneumistic. And it's held in the left hand, and it doesn't seem like it belongs, but the whole inyan is to be makarev, the left hand, the esrog to the right, and to be mishtatev, David, and this whole inyan of the malchus, amongst the other ishbizim. Perhaps there's a remez, and this is what the Divrei Chaim is speaking about, Amar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that on Hashanah Rabbah, what does he say? The halacha is that Esav is son of Yaakov. That's the halacha, in Chitzonius and Niglas HaTorah, Esav hates Yaakov. However, at that moment, Nichmaru Racham of Allah v'nashka b'chaliba. At that moment, he gave a genuine kiss to Yaakov Avinu, that he said that halacha on Hoshana Rabbah, because the Yishpiza de David and the whole Inyan of David means that there's a hiskalus of a tikkun of Esav, that all the Yigim Amidas of Racham in which you've been pleading with Hashem Yisbarach throughout all these days, that the climax of that is on Hoshana Rabbah. And that there's a hiskalus of the yigim amidas of rachamim, that the yigim amidas of rachamim is overflows even onto the sitcher achra, even onto Esav, to be male Esav, to its tikkun, which is the inyan of David Malkum Mashiach. And dafka the Baal Memra here is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai from Pnimi Satayra, that he says the halacha is azoyin chitzonis nigla satayra. But Reb Shimon comes and he says from a very pnimistic place, from the lave of Taira. He says that the Lev of Esav, I testify, I made to you, that that was the moment that there was a hiskalus of the Nekudas David in the heart of Esav, because Yaakov took back these hands of Esav, which is why David is Gematria Yad. Because David HaMelech represents the taking back of the Adayim of the Esav, which is why throughout all these days we bring Kvasim B'nei Shana, every day we bring 14 Kvasim, every day altogether 98. Why 14 kvasim? Because 14 is gematria yad. And a keves means to be koivesh. You have to be koivesh the yad. You have to be koivesh the yad shel Esav. And the gemar of that kivush takes place on Hashanah Rabbah, that there is an overflow of yigam amidus of rachamim onto Esav, which is what this day of Hashanah Rabbah, therefore, is a segue which leads us into Shemini Atzeres, which is Yisrael. Because when did Yaakov get the name Yisrael after all? That after he has the melchama with the sorrow shel Esav, that he says, Baruchini, give me a bracha, and he says, I give you the bracha now that you're Yisrael. So when he overcomes, when he's koivesh the yadayim of Esav, which is the malach shel Esav, when he finally overcomes him, and then Esav, who is then a bechina of David, gives him a bracha, you're graduated, you have now been this aleph from the eik of the Yisrael. So that's why Hoshana Rabbah, which is that victory that Yaakov has over the Adayim de Esav, that when we come into Shemini Atzeres, already Shemini Atzeres is not the Yishpiza de Yaakov, it's the Yishpiza de Yisrael. It's the Yontav of Yisrael. Because it represents that final Gemara, that Tikkun, which David is machnes us into that Kufa, which is called Yisrael. Perhaps there's a remez to this Inyan, when Yaakov first confronts Esav, that he sends a message and he says to Esav, don't mess with me. He says, Vayihili shor v'chamor, tzoyin v'evi v'shivcha. He says, I have a shor and a v'chamor, tzoyin v'evi v'shivcha, nimsechein b'necha. And one of the things that he says is, im lov angarti v'eicha adata. Im lov angarti v'eicha adata. I lived with Lavan, and as Rashi points out, I was Mekayim 613 mitzvahs. So we know Garti is an Indian of Taryag, with Mekayim Taryag mitzvahs. Perhaps you could say as follows, Im Lavan Garti Va'echa Ad Ata. Right? So if you take the word Garti, yeah? Gimel Reish Taf and Yud. Now take the word Echar. Echar or va echar, yeah. We put them together. So let's go like this. Let's take the vav from the vav and the aleph from va echar, and send it over to garti, and take the yod from garti and send it over to echar. So if you take the vav and the aleph from va echar and send it over to garti, right, it becomes esrog. Right. And I have to take out the yud because yud messes up esrog, right? You have to send the yud over to the reish ches. What does it become? Reyach. So therefore, garti va'echar is the osios reyach esrog, the smell of the esrog. But the difference between the lulav and the esrog is that they both have a good taste, but the smell is the difference. And we know that the Reyach, the Koyach of Reyach, corresponds to Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is in the David HaMelech. Like the memory is in the Velt, that it feels like a pickle, right? What's the memory? Nobody knows?
Looks like one, it feels like one.
Looks like one, feels like one.
Acts like one.
I forget how it goes, but whatever it is that the smell is the giveaway, yeah? The smell is the giveaway. The smell is a giveaway to something else. Even if something is hiding, and you can't see it, and you can't touch it, you can't hear it, you can't use any of the common senses to be able to find out what something is, even if it's hiding and it can't be seen, if you could smell it, then you know what it is. You know what it is. I have a habit that whenever, before I eat food, I pick it up and smell it. It's not so polite. My family gives me a hard time about it, but I'm able to tell from the way something smells, the way it tastes. I don't know. I think that everybody would agree to that the smell is very much associated with the mouth. But when it comes to the lulav, there's a period between the mouth and the smell. Right? That's what ENT is, right? ENT means that the ear, the nose, and the throat, that they're all connected to each other. But the nose and the throat, there's a clear correlation. We breathe in and you breathe out. That the nose and the mouth are like one. The Indian is that the lulav, that the tam, it has a tam, but it doesn't have a good reyach, which means that there's a period between its chitzonius nekuda, which is the tam, and the reyach. That it's not, it's lima lepuma loigalia. Without explaining what that is right now. That the secret of the kates, the Zohar says, is that it's in Hashem's heart, but it's not in his mouth. The esrog has a good taste, and it smells good. And it smells good. That the pnimius, that the lave of the esrog, which smells good, because the smell gives away the lave of something. It's called Lima Lepumagalia. And that's why David corresponds to the Esrog, whereas Yosef corresponds to the Lulav. But the Lulav is Machni itself to the Esrog. That although we make the Bracha on the Lulav, I think we spoke about this last year, the Iker is the Esrog. That's Mashiach Shal Yisrael. And that's why Yaakov says to Esav, don't mess. Im Lav Angarti. Right? I have the Reach of the Esrog. And when he says, I have the Reach of the Esrog, and then there's this meeting between Yaakov and Esav. Then all of a sudden comes Reb Shimon bar Yochai and Nisgalgalu Nichmaru Racham Avalav. That's all because of the Koyach, the Reach of the Esav, which is the Indian of David Malka Mashiach. The one min which we're going to take with us throughout the following Tkufa is going to be the Esrog, right? Jelly Shire. We're going to take that with us into the coming Tkufa. That everything we're going to leave behind, for the most part, we're going to leave it in our homes. What we're taking forward, and we're going to use again, and we're going to eat again, it's going to have a kiyum. It's going to have a real kiyum, that we're going to eat this esrog by Tu Bishvat. Hey, it's going to last us the whole year, and we're going to go from Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. It's going to be the esrog. The esrog has a kiyum. Because the one thing which lasts, which is the most pnimi, which is the nekuda pnimi, which is the nekuda Mashiach Tzidkenu, is the inyan of the esrog. And that's the Ushbiza of today, is the inyan of the esrog. So Hashem should help us that after all the interactions with these beautiful minim in our hands, there should be a kibush of the Yadayim and all the taivos ros and all the bechinas, the hamshachas which we have shalai toiv. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mali these yadayim. That's why it's called al netilas ulav. It's the same bracha of al netilas yadayim, because the koyach of the lulav and the araminim is to be netilas yadayim, is to raise up, the yadayim through the netilas alulav. It's the ikar in a very passive, hidden way through the koyach of the esog. We should be zeicha not just to be nichmu racham of shal esav, but nichmu racham of shal the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and to be zeicha to mashin shal Yisrael. To be l'shem gamitis from here.